Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and I am visiting you here again in from Houston, Texas, and we are excited to see what God is doing. We are in our third day of holiday show that we've been putting together, and we're excited to see what God is doing. I have been working to get this thing together. It's been a challenge. I've had to go and get just the entire show together, half analog, half digital, and we're just going to try it out. We're just going to see what's going on and how God's going to just make this thing happen. Prayingly, you're listening to me at Midwatch with the Rev, David Yanez Ministries. You can watch us and hear us on this channel every single time that we get a special show like this together or when we start getting our shows moving and going. And the last 2 days, we had a couple of good shows. We had a lot of technical problems, but today I think those things are behind us. I hope we'll see how this one airs out. But it's been an interesting time putting these together. I put a lot of thought into what I want to talk about. And then that thought is kind of thrown out the window because we had these problems, these crazy, crazy technical problems. And I should have known that I have to just set up my entire setup like I used to have in my studio, even though I don't have much room in this place to do that. I have to try and do everything that we're doing to that, just put everything together. And the only thing I couldn't get to work together was the recording deck, which I have no idea. It has been a while since we turned it on. So, and it says there's no more memory. So I have to figure that out later and see how to run that. But every time that I put record, it says no free space available. So I know I'm missing a step. So I need to figure out what step I'm missing. But it's all running good. Commercials are going to run out well. And yesterday we had an issue that part of the sound wasn't in the system. And I think that's because I was using a phone and I was using a wireless headset with it, a mic. So it made it a little difficult for us to get that going. Our address is David Yanez Ministries or a DYM, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And that's P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. What we're trying to do is we're trying to put together a few days here to let you know of all the miracles and stuff that God's been doing this past year. We may even dip into the previous year as well and put together some information to let you know that we're out here doing the work of the Lord and we have a heart for evangelizing, and we have a heart to see that miracles happen for everyone, not just people that are in the church. Miracles happen for everyone, and anywhere miracles can happen. So we're excited about that because not often do we get to spend a few days talking about what we do. We mainly, when I go out and preach, and when I go out and minister, it is a situation where I am constantly going. I have no time to record anything. I barely get pictures in because I don't really have a media team that travels with me. And I just try and do the work that God sends before me. And I'm busy. I'm busy going from church to church. In fact, I take long. I don't go to bed till 2 or 3 in the morning most of the time. And then that's because of the travel and the schedule is different than back home. And by the time I get back to my hotel, by the time I eat something, by the time I shower or go to bed, it's like 2 or 3, and I don't get up till 9 or 10. And then I start getting ready for lunch and then get ready to head to go wherever I have to drive to go preach. So it's a pretty quick, pretty busy day. And it's okay. I like that kind of atmosphere. I like that kind of work that we're doing because I know that it keeps me not from missing home, at least because I'm so busy. But then you have a few down days where I do shopping and eating and stuff like that. But it is something that I enjoy doing. And so it's good to sit down and tell you, and not in a sermon, but just talking to you and letting you know what God is doing and how God's been doing it. I have an interview with Pastor Charlie Burton that we're going to do. And we have actually another interview from Malcolm Burton. They're not related. But they're men of God that love and pray with me. And the one from Charlie's pretty recent. We just did that yesterday. We got him on the phone for a few minutes, and I wasn't trying to put it on there yesterday, but there was no way that I could have worked the time that I needed to do that. So today we are opening the Facebook Messenger on David Yanez Ministries. We are opening the chat room. I'm gonna try and open it up. Yesterday I couldn't open it up. I don't know if it was the embed code that we put in there, but I do know that we are gonna be doing that too. We're gonna be having that open as well. And we are excited because hopefully we get some prayer requests, hopefully we get some testimonies. All that would be good. If we can get any of that, that would be good on the air. I'm just posting on Facebook right now what we're doing. And that way the lines are open now. We're going to open up the Facebook Messenger. So, and that's on David Yanez Ministries. So if you follow David Yanez Ministries, you're going to see that on there. And we're going to put it on my personal one too, because people go to my personal one as well. And we're going to let them know what God is doing and how we are seeing things happen. So if this is your first time listening to our broadcast, I just pretty much talk a lot and play a few commercials. And so I personally, making sure the audio is going out. Yes, it is going out. So that's good. I personally do a lot of radio. And in fact, most of my ministry over the years has been radio. And recently, since the pandemic, I've done a lot of television as well. Some 28 minute, 30 show. I never really caught on. I think I've done that a few times that we did the show. Yeah. And well, we got 3 years, 4 years of it, but it wasn't like the radio. It wasn't how the radio moved and how the radio, there's just such a, it's a different thing. Radio and television. In fact, I've seen a lot of sports hosts go from the radio, and they're fluid. They have a lot of confidence. They're moving, and they're very loose and interactive and playful and on the radio. And there's pauses you can do. There's things you do on the radio that you can't do on television. And then I see them go to television, and they're stiff. They're just really stiff, really they're not really fluid. They're looking like they're trying to get your voice, and it does take time. It takes time to get your voice and your what is the word I used to use? Where you feel comfortable. And for me, it took about maybe 50 shows for me to get comfortable in front of the television, even though I use it all the time and been on TV host and stuff like that. In fact, I think a lot of my interviews were better than a lot of my hosting. And I don't know what it was. I think it just was a time for me to get comfortable before it and to start working that way and better. David Yanez Ministries is our website. So if you're watching on Podbeam, you want to be a blessing, go to David Yanez Ministries and you can donate there. We are trying to raise some funds this next few days. Call it our Christmas miracle. We need to put together at least $6,000 to cover the end of the year. I don't want to go into the next year with debt. And last year we did, and we had some gifts come in at the very last minute, literally on the last day of the year. Someone donated some money that was able to cover some of our loss that we had. We do the ministry of traveling. We do the ministry of preaching and healing and praying for the sick. And we see God move greatly, but it comes at a cost too. I mean, there's times there's airline tickets, there's hotels, there's this and that. And I know a lot of people say, well, if God's sending you, God will provide. And I believe that. And I believe that with all my whole heart. But a lot of places that we go to are not places that are financially secure or productive. We're talking about Argentina. We're talking about South America. We're talking about Kenya. We're talking about South Africa. We're talking about India. These are not places that are very lucrative. I have not gone to Europe to do any work in Europe at all, except one time to Germany, and that was it. So those doors are open when God opens them. And I know when we start going to those places, there will be a strong amount of funds coming our way. I know that. There's no doubt in my heart that this is, and I forgot one thing I had to do on the streamer, and I am going to go back and do this. Okay. That should be going. All right. Welcome to the show. Those that are listening on the Rev Media Network, praise God that we're recording this, because you missed the first 10 minutes. And you didn't miss much. We're just getting talking and started. So those just tuning in to our program, we are broadcasting from Houston, Texas. We're excited to see what God's doing and how God's doing it. We just believe that God is going to move in tremendous ways, and that we are just going to see his power move in this show. I believe this week we're going to see miracles and healings these next couple of days. Today and tomorrow, I'll be broadcasting in and out of the place, and I will try and cover different things, different people being healed, different miracles that we've seen, and we'll just try and just see how that goes. But again, just for those that are just tuning in, because I just remembered to press the send update on the streamer. The recording of the stream is going, but the unless you press that button, it does not go through. So I did everything right except that. And you know what? Well, it's been a while doing this kind of stuff. And my office is all makeshift right now. I have no idea how to get this recorder going again, because it does not want to work as well. And it's old and it was given to me, but it was very good when it was being used all the time. Maybe I have to dig into it and see what's going on. But for those that are just tuning in, welcome to the show. This is our holiday healing and miracles, or hope healing and miracles for the holidays. We're going to talk about healings. We're talking about miracles. Last 2 days, we just talked about just things randomly, just because of the frustration that it took to put all the show together, and not the works as far as the recordings and stuff, but to do the actual on air. I am working online with a Podbean DJ system that you're able to play your commercials and create a nice show. But then also I am using the analog system to send it to our streamer, which we just did. And our streamer is running, so I know that's good. And let's see where we're at on this thing. We've got to go input. I like to leave on input so I can see that. Yeah, it's all going. It's all good. And and forgive me for looking so much time here doing this, because I just have had a hard couple of days, and today is the day that it actually works. And it just took a lot of time to remember how to plug all this stuff up. We do not have a studio like we used to have. We had one quite some time ago. We had a studio where we could do all the stuff that we would do now. And it was easy just to walk in, because nothing was ever moved. So this is a makeshift. And thank God I had some of this new stuff with my MacBook. I was able to run on the PC. Literally brand new PC. Didn't work. Something happened that all the USB drives have now died. So I have to pray for resurrection. Hopefully pretty soon we'll get those things running again. I might have to send it with my wife to try and see one of her friends could probably fix it at work or something, because she has some IT friends there. But we do not have the IT friends. I am the literally IT on residence. But when we had a building, it was so much easier to do this. I could just jump right in and do what God told me to do. I'm using my preferred microphone. It's a headset, and I used to use wireless when we're traveling now, and I use this for that. So anyway, God is good. Enough of the worries, enough of the problems. We're just going to believe that God's going to move wondrously for us today. First of all, let's just pray. Father, we just thank you, Father, that you finally, that I finally figured this thing out through your guidance, God, and there's a lot of things we had to plug and move, but the key of was the mixer. I had to dig it out of the boxes, put it together. I ask you, God, to bless everyone that's listening right now on Podbeam, everyone that's listening on David Yannis Ministries, Midwatch with the Rev, on the players there. And I just ask you, God, to touch their hearts right now, Father. We thank you for the healings that you're going to do, Father. We thank you for the miracles you're going to do, Father. We thank you for the power of miracles that we're going to see happen here, Lord. Father, we just thank you right now for the testimonies I'm going to share with them. And Father, we just pray that they are inspired, that they are touched, that somehow they just believe. And Father, when they believe that your miracles are there, and they believe that your power is there, we're just going to believe it, that they're going to be healed in Jesus' name. Father, help this broadcast that nothing goes wrong, that everything gets recorded, and that your hand, Father, is in this. Father, I've never seen so much just frustration and problems to put this thing out. But you have helped us, Father. You have blessed us, Father. And I thank you, Father, for that. And I thank you, God, that we're going to have a good recording at the end of this so I can share this again. There's still a couple more things we got to fix, and we believe that's going to be fixed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. For those that don't follow me on Facebook, it's a good time to go to our page right now. I'm opening it up, and the chat room is open. So if you want to send me a message on Messenger, we can pray over whatever prayer request you might have. And I know you may have contacted me for a personal prayer time with me on Zoom or stuff like that. But if you want to do that now, I'm willing to work with you right now and pray with you over the chat, and you can just send me your prayer requests, and we can do that. We can do that. So right now, I am in the system, and we have that open. Now, I'm just looking at the different things I want to talk about. Miracles. I heard another preacher say the same thing that I've always said, and that is that miracles are easy. Let me say that again. Miracles are easy. They're easy. They're not difficult. The Bible says we just need to believe. I know. We hear that all the time, that we just have to believe. And when you believe, God is able to move and change things for you. For years, I've been traveling. I think it was between 2007 and 2010 or 11, I started to travel and just go to places and hold services. I think it was when I got back from India. So it had to be like 2011, 2012. And I would go to different churches, and I would go to different places, and I would pray for the sick. We had seen so many miracles in India that it was amazing. We seen a lady's foot grow. Now, I'm not saying just from her few inches from her foot. No, her foot was up towards her knee, and it grew down, and it was the exact same size. That was something that was so amazing. Another lady had a very crooked hand, and I cupped my hand like you're just holding it. Your fingers together, but not quietly together, and I bent them to the side. How can I describe it? I put my right hand upside down, and I put my left hand over it like I was holding a ball. And I told her, put her hand through that. And as she did that in India, her hand was healed. It was healed immediately. She put her hand through, and as she put her hand through, it started cracking and popping, and then it just made her a very strong pop. And it went, and it was healed, just like that. And in both times, the people were so grateful. They just bow a little to their head and tell me thank you. And the young lady outside that with her foot that grew was completely healed. And it was amazing to see just her reaction when her foot came down and it was even. It was actually slightly bent where the knee was, where the leg was actually bent. Like, you know how you pick up your one foot and you lift it behind you where you're just standing on one leg? That's kind of how it was, but it was short. So when I pulled it down, the full extension happened and the pain was gone and healing was happening. Now she came to us walking on the ground like a dog, like an animal, and God healed her. So when you see that kind of stuff and it's just, you testify about it, people get inspired, people get touched. The yesterday show I told you about the little boy that had scoliosis, I believe it was scoliosis, because he was bent over, wobbling and running with crooked legs, and he looked bent. And God healed him hours later. And I told you I called those manifested miracles. Now, that may be on the on day one show, but either way, I spoke about it the last couple of days. And what you have to know is this, that God can heal you here, over the phone, over the radio, over the online system, or God can heal you same day. And the same day means that God is healing you right there instantly in the service, in the place that we're at. Or God can heal you 3 or 4 days from now. And it's still a miracle. God is still healing. God is still delivering. So it's very, very exciting to see how God moves and how God does the things that he does. And so around 2009, 2010, I went to India and a lot of these miracles started happening. In fact, there was 24 blind people, 23 got healed instantly in the service. They're all on one line. And it's crazy that you see these kind of things happen and how God moves and how God heals. So when I started going to churches locally, a little different. A lot of the miracles were happening the next day. In fact, I went to Pastor Jack's church in Louisiana, and almost every healing happened the next day. And I was like, not discouraged, but he would say, "Don't worry, brother, God's doing it." And then by the next day, he get all these testimonies. And then the second service, the same thing. And it was amazing to see those kind of miracles happening in the States. And then I went to a church here in Humble. And I think that's when it really broke open, because I was supposed to share about India. They had this huge flood. And when I shared about what the things that were happening in India, God just started manifesting, and I just start preaching a little, and people are getting healed as I start talking. And the pastor, just preach. Don't worry about India. Just preach. So I preached on this, and very short. It was a very short message. But do you know that we spent the next 2 hours praying for people, because they had two services, and the second service came rolling in and just got in line and got prayed for, and people were getting healed. So we start seeing a lot of healings here, and I've been to that church several times since, and many miracles happen. So I think that's how the healing service start happening and stuff, and just traveling and stuff. So now, today, where we're at today, after going to South Africa and seeing, oh my goodness, South Africa could be a whole 3-4 day show. Just the miracles that happened there. And I'm writing a book about this, about all these miracles. If you get my book, Igniter of Faith, it is at Amazon. You can get it anytime. Just order it. Amazon has it for you. It's called Igniter of Faith. And my other books are The Recruit and Almost Out of Grace. All those books are amazing. I'll put that on Facebook so you can see those books and know that you can order them from Amazon at any time. But in that book, that was up to the miracles up to India. And I think to Kenya, some Kenya, and then some of my travel that I did is in that book. But the real big miracles that are those were big miracles. But after that, 2016, all the way till today, it just was like growing. Every place I went, Peru, I thought Peru was amazing. People getting healed everywhere. A paralyzed young lady, brain damage, completely healed and walked. And that was like in one of the last services I did in Peru. And that's an amazing thing just to see that, right? So that was powerful. But then we go to Argentina, and then we get even more testimonies. We go to Mexico, and I'm telling you this, every time we go in Mexico, so many people get healed. I don't care if I have 20 people in the room, they're all going to get healed. And then the ones in, all over Mexico getting healed, and I have a good testimony, I'll share about that in a minute, from Mexico. Then all the way into Argentina, healing and healing. And I just got back from Dubai, and we had some healing there. And it's difficult working in Dubai. It is difficult because of the rules and the religiousness. And then there's the principalities and powers that be that just attack, or just, you know, when I have some crazy stories about that, well, I'll share tomorrow on that. But I'm telling you, God is able to heal. God is able to heal. I'm always asked, what is the most amazing healing? And I told you this yesterday. It's the kids. They always ask me, what is the greatest thing you've seen? I don't know. I mean, just seeing someone get their being able to walk again is a great thing. Seeing people that were bound, that are delivered. I had a young man that was in South Africa a few years back, right before COVID. He was a drug addict. I didn't know it. I go to the gym to work out, and I'm going to box a little and get on the treadmill. And I go over there to work out, and someone says, "Dr. Yanis." I mean, who knows me in South Africa in a gym, right? It's not even near the locations that I preach at. It's completely across town. It was a young man. He said, "Do you remember me?" He goes, "I was at your service." I didn't remember. I just said, "Oh, good to see you," you know. And he told me, "God healed me when you prayed for me." I'm like, "Amen." And he goes, "I'm going to tell my sister you're here." So in South Africa, the women work out on one side of the gym and the men work out on another side of the gym. They have their own private spots that they have for, you know, each gym has a women's side and a men's side. So she came out there to look for me after I finished boxing. I found her and she's like, "Oh, Dr. Yanis." And she goes, "You know, I got healed from a tumor when you prayed for me." I'm like, "Amen." And she goes, "But let me tell you about my brother. Did he tell you everything that happened?" And I'm like, "No, he just said he was healed." She goes, "Well, do you know he was a drug addict and he'd been to rehab many times. But when you're walking into service, you've seen him and you're shaking people's hands and talking to him. And then you see my brother and he said, 'No more.' And you just put your hand on his head and he hit the ground. And you kept walking. Do you know he was high when you seen him? Do you know that he just shot up some drugs before you even talked to him? And immediately hit the ground. He was down for a while. But then when he got up, he was sober. He was coherent. The man has been depressed for many years and he was smiling. And even right now, he's smiling when he give you a hug, right?" I go, "Yeah, he's happy." He's like, "He's never been like that." You see, God delivered him from the things that were oppressing him, and also from the drug addiction. See, the drug addiction is one thing, but then there's oppression that comes in that the enemy hovers over you. Grief is one of them, and just disappointment and unforgiveness, all that stuff builds up. And then your self-worth and your self-esteem just goes out the window. And so that stuff keeps you addicted. Now, the drugs are one thing. Yeah, you're going to crave that. But then it's the other stuff that says, "Why not? Because I'm worthless, or because I don't have anything, or this is the only thing that makes me feel good." God delivered him. Oh, it's such a blessing to see that. It's such a blessing to see how God moves in wondrous ways. Now, there's times that I see people that just come in and they're delivered immediately from the drugs. But then there's times when I come in and I see people that are struggling, and eventually, you know what? They get healed. They get delivered. And that's a blessing to see that God does that. That's a blessing to see how God moves in wondrous ways. Now, I'll tell you what, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, God is always concerned about you. God is always concerned about you. God wants to see you healed. God wants to see you delivered. God wants to see amazing things happen for you. And if you are battling with some kind of addiction or anything like that, you need to just trust God that he's going to be able to bless you. He's going to be able to give you what you need. He's going to be able to do the miracle that you need. It's only by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. It's only by the Holy Spirit that miracles could happen to you. It's only by God's amazing, amazing power that he is able to touch you and to bless you. Whenever you seek God, the Bible says, seek him and you will find him. Now, a lot of reasons, a lot of things that we may not get the things that we want is because we sometimes don't believe that he can give us those things. Sometimes we believe it's impossible for him to give that to us. It's impossible for him to make a miracle happen when we really need something. And I'm going to tell you this. No matter where you're at, no matter what part of life you're in, God is there for you. and God will bless you. God will bless you in things that you can't even understand. I shared with you a scripture the other day, and that scripture was from Job, and it says, God's voice thundereth loudly. It thundereth loudly and does wonderful things, marvelous things that we could not even comprehend. That we could not even comprehend. And we just have to trust him that he's going to speak marvelous. Can we say marvelous? Marvelous on our behalf. That he's gonna bless the very things that we need to be blessed in. He's going to change the things that we need changing in. And we're just going to trust him. We're just going to believe him. We're just going to understand that he is able to do that work. And that we are going to see wondrous, wondrous things in our life. God is able to do it. We just got to let him do it. We just got to let him do it. And he's going to do it. He is going to do it. We have I want to build this up a little bit before I play it. I was just going to play it. But remember I told you that everybody asked me when what's my favorite miracle? What's my favorite healing? Or what's the most incredible thing I've seen? The only one I can think about that I can share, that I know, that it's always brought up in every service, and it's something that that I know for a fact happened right there and instantly. And it's the story of Daniela. Daniela had scoliosis, and she was in Tula, Mexico. I was traveling and preaching there for the first time in Mexico. And she had come up to me, and I prayed for her. And she said a waterfall pushed her over. And the healing that in that waterfall, when it pushed her over, she laid on the floor. The water came above her nose. It became like oil, and it felt like water above her nose, and it became like oil. And when it became like oil, she said that it became hot. When it became hot, she couldn't stand it anymore. She jumped out, and her body cracked. And God healed her. I'm going to play that for you right now. And after that, I'm going to post actually her pictures up while this is playing so you can see that. And then I'm going to post a link to my book, Igniter of Faith. Remember, our address is davidyanisministries.com. If you can go to our website, our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Send something to my mailbox so I can read it. Praise God. And then also, if you want to donate, you can do it that way. And then we have all the ways you can give. I shared them. It's there on the Facebook, Cash App, Zelle, all the information is there. It's even on our website. If you click the right button there, you'll see it. But here is Daniela's story. And we're going to hear it in just a second. God's going to bless. And we'll see it coming in right now.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you're watching Ignite Your Day. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our broadcast. We are excited because today I'm going to bless you with a testimony out of Igniter of Faith, one of the healings and miracles that we have seen on the road preaching. We see many testimonies, many healings, many things happen as I preach stories similar to Igniter of Faith, talking about the healing miracles, creative miracles, miracles manifesting, miracles unknown, whosoever miracles, all these type of miracles, compassion miracles, all the type of things that I talk about. It was all summed up on this right here. my little sister in faith, Miss Daniela. Daniela suffered from scoliosis. She had a curvature of the back, curvature of the spine, curvature of the legs. I was in Mexico and I preached in 2018. As I preached, God was moving so strong. We had 50 people with eyes that were damaged or blind healed. And one night, overnight, they woke up with sight. Amazing stories. One lady, fully blind, I prayed for her, put my handkerchief on her eyes, and never seen her again for another hour. And she comes back up saying, I'm the one healed. I'm the one God touched. I'm telling you this because that night was a special night. I prayed for her as I was after service eating lasagna of all things. I'm looking for an enchilada. They give me lasagna in Mexico. I get lasagna in the States. I want a good enchilada or a good taco. Anyway, she comes up behind me. She lays her head on my shoulders and cries and cries and cries because God touched her. You see, Daniela had that scoliosis and she suffered it from birth. Her father, her mother, they loved her very much, went to church, believing God would do something for her. How many of us know that we have compassion for our children? God moves with our compassion. Don't ever stop praying for your kids. Don't ever stop believing that God's going to do something. As I laid hands on her, they testified, when I laid hands on her, the pastor was giving me the testimony, that a waterfall came upon her and pushed her over, laid her gently on the floor. And as she was laying on the floor, the water came up above her nose. As it came up above her nose, it turned to oil. That oil became hot, became burning. And as it became burning, her back snapped. Her legs snapped, and she got it completely healed. This is how her back looked before we prayed for her. Look at that. This was taken on Tuesday before I prayed for her. Look at all this mess. Look at all that junk. Look at that severe curve in her back. Always wanted to be a ballerina, never could be a ballerina because you cannot keep up with her crooked legs and crooked back. Bam, that is what God does. God does amazing things. God does miracles. And look at this back. Not only is the back straight, but look at all this mess in there. Look at all that. Look what God did. I couldn't imagine what to pray for God to fix. I couldn't even name 2/3 of everything in there that he fixed. I could say the back, the bones, but what else did he move? God is an amazing God. He knows all. He changes all things. Supernaturally, touched this person, boom, in seconds, God healed her. Just like in seconds, God can heal you. This is her mother, excited. The Pastor Phoebe, right here on the right, far right, asked if anyone had a testimony to please come up and testify. She came with a folder. You see this blue folder full of x-rays, showing that there are x-rays before and the x-rays after. God did this amazing thing. My little Daniela got the microphone, testimony and testifying of her testimony. Only God can do a miracle like this. Here's the x-rays that she had of them fixed. The same ones I just showed you. She's showing them right there. Same ones. God did this. God did this amazing thing. God healed this back for my little sister, Daniela, and he can heal anything you're going through. Daniela wanted to be a ballerina. Today, she's a ballerina. Not only is she in the ballerina class, but now she's the top one in her class. Don't ever think your dreams aren't going to happen. Don't think it's not ever going to be possible, that you're falling behind, that you're not going to get what you need to get. Just believe that God can do it. And when you get to that place, you're never going to be behind because you're in God's will and God's timing. You know, I've shared Daniela's story in San Diego. I shared it in Hawaii. I've shared it all over the nation. In different nations I shared it. Everywhere I shared it, people have gotten healed from scoliosis. People have been delivered from scoliosis. A young Hawaiian girl said, I'll be your Daniela Hawaii. Took off all her casts and walked around healed. A young girl in San Diego ran to the restroom because her body was on fire. After I showed the exact same pictures I'm showing you, her body was on fire. The Holy Ghost was touching her, and God moved in a miraculous way. In the stall of a bathroom, her mother found her with her clothes on the floor. On the way to the stall, in the conference room of the hotel, she found her. She's in the stall of the bathroom, women's bathroom, and said, what's wrong? She said, my body's on fire. Her mom said, it's the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost do what the Holy Ghost does. And she became healed. I believe right now that the Holy Ghost is moving on you. I believe that the anointing is falling on you, that the power of God is hitting you right now. And I'm claiming right now from your healing, from scoliosis, from any liver damage, from any back damage, anything wrong with your heart, any issues in your body, I claim it healed and done this second, just like God did it for Daniela. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, well, next time we'll talk another great testimony on this session of Ignite Your Faith. Thank you for watching Ignite Your Day. Continue watching us. We'll be back. God bless you.
Amen and amen. That was an amazing testimony. In fact, I am just putting I put Daniela's photo on there. So those that are listening, you can see that, her testify. But right now I'm going to post her actual x-rays so you can see what God does. Now, I've seen miracles happen around the world, and this is some of the most amazing testimonies that I'm able to share to you. And that is because it is amazing to see how God heals and how God just moves. Let me type this right. I definitely need an assistant to do this kind of stuff, right? All right. I guess I can't type and talk at the same time. But now get this. I have shared her testimony. I have shared what God has done for her. I have shared the amazing miracles that God has done across everywhere. I have shared how God heals and delivers. And it is amazing to see the movement of God. It is amazing to see the movement of God and how God is just touching people's lives like this. But when I share Daniela's testimony, when I share the amazing movement of God, and I share Daniela's testimony, almost every place I go, I just see miracles. I just see healings. I just see deliverance. I see what God's doing. And when I see that, it's amazing to see how God moves and how God heals people with scoliosis. You know, I was in Argentina, and I got to find this picture on my phone, but I was in Argentina, and it was one of the last places I preached at, I guess, doing healing services. And it was the first place I preached at on my trip to Rosario to preach and do healing services. I had to take a bus there, so I wasn't too happy, but it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't that bad. Two-hour ride. I think it was a two-hour ride. I don't know. Either way, we got there. And I just sat down and waited till I got there. Yeah, like a two-and-a-half-hour ride. But let me tell you this. There was a lady in the back of the church. Now, every time I speak about Daniela's testimony, every time I speak about Daniela's healing, somebody gets healed of scoliosis, or someone gets healed out of a severe back problem. Every single time we see this miracle, every single time we see God move in this way. So I was sharing Daniela's testimony. And during the sermon, this lady's in the back of the church, and she sells the the snacks, drinks, all that stuff that some churches have. That she was in the back selling that. Now, when she was selling this in the back, and I was preaching, she suffered from scoliosis. Her back, her spine was twisted. As I'm sharing this testimony, as I'm telling people of what God has did for Daniela, she feels a hand in the back, twisting and straightening her back. She feels God's hand touch her, and she is healed in her back. Now, that is amazing to see people healed when you're preaching. Now, my book, Igniter of Faith, talks about that. It talks about when your faith is ignited, miracles happen. You release your miracle by just having your faith ignited. Now, I'm telling you this because I really believe. I believe with my whole heart. I believe with my whole heart that anyone listening right now that is suffering from scoliosis is going to be healed right now. You see, this woman was just standing in the back, She was just minding her own business. She was doing the work of the Lord by being the person there to help and serve. She's serving. That's the work of the Lord as well. Serving is the work of the Lord as well. And she is able to just receive her miracle by listening and believing. And God moved for her instantly. As I was talking, again, sharing Daniela's testimony, instantly, a hand came to her back and twisted it and made it straight. She came, went up for where the prayer line, and she testified. She said, "I don't need prayer. This is what God did. This is what God did. God is God. He's able to do this anytime. He's able to minister to us at any time. All we have to do is believe. All we have to do is believe." Now, many of us might say, "Well, how did that happen?" Because God is able to touch you wherever you go, however you are. God is able to touch you and bless you and create a miracle just for you. You don't have to be in church long. Amen. You don't have to be waiting there and listening and waiting and waiting. When is God going to do this? When is God going to do this? No, God can do it during the sermon. Now, I crack up because there was this man, and he was in Waimea. It's in Hawaii, on the Big Island. And I seen this guy. I'm preaching. You know, before I'm preaching, I look in the back, and I see him moving around, and he leaves. Then he comes back. Praise and worship is going on. He leaves. Then he comes back. Pastor speaks for a few minutes. He leaves. Then he comes back. I preach for a few minutes. Surely I thought he would be there for me preaching. No, he left as well. And then I started doing the prayer line. He left again. 4 or 5 times this man leaves. Now I get to the end of the line. And when I get to the end of the line, I get right there at the end. And he comes back in the door. I see him. And he pops in line. Not the last person line. Second to the last person line. He jumps in. I pray for him. Nothing crazy happens. He doesn't fall down and doesn't, scream out or anything like that. But I just tell him that, that God's going to heal him. He's healed. I said, he's healed. I said, "You're healed in Jesus' name." And I kept going, right? And guess what? Few months later, I come back. I see the same guy again. I see this guy again standing there, listening, then leaves the church building again. See him come in again. He leaves the church building again. 4 or 5 times this happens. And then again, when I get to the end of the line, he comes in, and this is in Waimea. This is in the Big Island of Hawaii. This is pre-pandemic. And he comes in the line, and at the this time, he was the last person in line. So I lay hands on him. And as I lay hands on him, this time he falls back, and not all the way, but just falls back a little. And, it's not important if you fall, if you don't fall. That is not important. People react differently when the Spirit of God hits them. And depending on how much hits them, it depends how much they fall. And to me, just your body reacts differently. So that's not even, there's nothing there to tell us that has to happen. So afterwards, I'm sitting with a friend that visited me when I was in Kona, and they got healed. Now get this, my friend's visiting, his name's Mike. We're sitting down, we're talking, and he was healed of MS. God healed him of MS. And we're sitting there just celebrating and talking that he got his reports in and that he was completely healed. And there's a few other things that he wanted to talk about. But then this gentleman comes up and Pastor Margaret's like, "Tell him." That's Pastor Margaret's cousin, the pastor of the church, Pastor Sione's wife. He goes, "Tell him." And he's an older man, and that's her cousin. He goes, "Listen." "My back, God healed my back. Thank you." And she goes, "No, tell him everything." And he goes, "Listen, God healed me the last time you were here." I'm like, "Great. What did God heal you of?" He goes, "Cancer. God healed him of cancer." And I was like, "Wow, that's amazing." Because I remember the first time. He just came in and stood in line and got healed. He wasn't there for the praise and worship. He wasn't there for anything else. He was just healed when he came into line. He didn't stay there and listen to the sermon. He didn't stay there and hear the praise and worship. He didn't hear the announcements. God just healed him. Now, I want to tell you this. God is good. God is good. God is good. Healed this man of cancer, and he wasn't even lying long. In fact, there's a man in Mexico, the same time I was visiting and prayed for Daniela, that was healed. And he was healed. He didn't even come to service. My friend drove him up, and he came to the service at the last minute when we were praying. And it was my taco friend, my friend that takes me to get tacos, Marco. And he brought him over, and he said, "Can you pray for my best friend?" I'm like, "Sure." And I didn't ask him what he needed. I just laid hands on him. And God healed him. And then months later, I came back again, and I was having breakfast at Marco's place. And the pastor that hosts me there said, "Did you tell David what's his name got healed?" I forget his name. And I said, "No, I don't know. I don't know. No one told me what he was sick of." He was had Parkinson's, and God healed him. And he's driving trucks now. He has a trucking business from Mexico to U.S. up in the Carolinas, and he is back to driving. I'm telling you, God is good. God is good. I'm going to pray for those that may have had problems with their health as far as cancer and scoliosis and anything else. Then I'm going to go to another discussion with a good friend of mine that we had an interview yesterday on, Pastor Charlie, and we're going to play that for a few minutes. But let's pray, because I feel the faith was built up. Oh God, we just thank you. We thank you for your wondrous works. We thank you, God, that you speak loudly. Your voice thundereth loudly, Father. On the behalf of my brothers and sisters of faith, those that may not even be in the faith, Father, are listening, that their bodies are healed. Scoliosis, I command you to go. In Jesus' name, I command you to go. In Jesus' name. Now, for my brother's life and my sister's life, they will not be bent over any longer. They are healed. Their backs will be straight. Their legs will be straight, like Daniela, like Lucy, Father. Healed, like the lady in Argentina, healed, like the lady in Hawaii, healed in Jesus' name, like Zoe in San Diego, healed in Jesus' name. We believe it done, healed now. In Jesus' name, we believe your miracles are here. And Father, we just thank you. We just thank you so much for your healings, Father. Those suffering cancer, Father, we put Melissa's testimony the other day, Father, and the testimony was in the first show that you heal, Father. You deliver, Father. You healed her from cancer, just like you healed the gentleman from cancer as well in Hawaii, Father. In fact, there's several people in Hawaii that was healed of cancers. We're going to share those testimonies tomorrow as well. And Father, we just thank you for those miracles. We thank you for those healings, Father. We thank you for the testimonies and the power and authority that you have. And we just ask you, God, to bless the people now with miracles, now with deliverance, now. Cancer, we command you to go right now. Lymphoma, go right now. Tumors, go right now. In Jesus' name, we speak life, life. In Jesus' name, we pray it done. Amen, amen. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, our address is David Yanis Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. You can go to our website at www.davidyanisministries.com. That's davidyanisministries.com. And you can give there, and you can provide support for what we're trying to do, some fundraising right now. And we're listener supported in a way. And whenever you we get on the air, we hope that we can encourage you. We've had gifts come from the East Coast when we minister out of Georgia and out of South Carolina on television. And so we have some support come that way. But a lot of the support that we do is just by going and traveling and preaching and ministering and seeing how God delivers. So I'm asking for those that can and want to sow a seed and be a blessing to do that right now. You can also go to our giving apps. Those are on the website at davidyanisministries.com. Go to giving apps, or you can go to our Facebook page, and we have a picture of that. If you scroll down, not that many, not that far to scroll down, you'll see all of our stuff from Cash App to Venmo to PayPal to Zelle. All these things you can give in your way. All right, we're going to take a short message here for me and Charlie. Let me find it for you. And you just enjoy this, all right? We'll be right back.
Hello, Brother Charlie. God bless you, my brother.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, man. It's been a while. It's been a while. I think the last time I seen you was when we had before I left to Argentina.
I think that's where you were going. You were headed to Argentina then.
Hey, man. Introduce yourself, Charlie. Let people know who you are.
I'm Charlie Burton. I'm pastor of Bethel Family Worship Center in Cleveland, Texas. And been out there about 7 years. And we've seen God do some wonderful things in Cleveland. So,
amen. Amen. He makes awesome barbecue, by the way.
That is a passion, brother. That is a passion.
It's good. You know, every time I used to, back in like the 90s, I would go to all these feed kitchens, and every feed kitchen that I had in Houston was run by an ex-mafia mobster. So I have to ask you, Charlie, are you an ex-mafia mobster?
No, I'm not, bro. I got into a little bit of trouble before my, you know, back in my BC days before Christ.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been that way. We've all been, you know, thank God Jesus called our name.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful. And I get emotional many times when I'm preaching because I realize I've been forgiven much.
Amen.
And every one of us, I think we can all say, man, we needed Jesus. And he didn't disqualify me. He actually qualified you and I.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. It's important that we don't lose sight on that, that, you know, we're coming in by grace, and God wants us there. And it's just us just have to listen and hear the voice of the Lord calling us and saying, you'll come.
I was not worthy, but yet he used us anyway, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Charlie did a video for me. We did a recording of teaching, I think, a few years back. And that thing has just been like played so many times. So I said, I definitely need to call Charlie for that, Pastor Charlie. But also, Pastor Charlie's been a big supporter, him and the church, of our traveling ministry. And whenever I'm in town, and they ask me to come by and minister to the church. But they've really been a blessing to us, and it's something that I just want to ask Pastor Charlie. Well, why is it so important that you sow into missions?
You know, I think on some level, God has called all of us. You know, we know that the Great Commission was not just to a few; it was all of us. But on different levels, he used us some. We found that in the life of Moses, where he called some to be over 50, he called some to be over 100. And then you go to another place in the New Covenant, he talks about that fivefold ministry and how crucial it is. In these days, I think it is urgent right now to have the fivefold ministry, and one of those is the evangelist. You know, I serve in a pastoral capacity. I'm a pastor of a church. But the pastor of the church is not designed to do all of the work of Christ. We are called, every one of us, on some level, at some degree, to be a missionary or an evangelist or a witness, you know. So he united you and I to do the work of God. You're toiling with it just as I am, just on a different level, different places, different spectrums of the gospel. You have a calling that God has given you that he has not given me. And you're doing the work of God. I'm doing the work of God. But when we send somebody, it's crucial that we understand that they did that in the New Testament. You find in the book of Acts where they laid hands on, you know, James didn't go. He laid hands on Paul and Barnabas and sent them, you know. So it's crucial that in the study of the Word of God we follow. You know, I can use this word right here. Brother David, that obedience, be obedient to what God's called you, and use the gifting that God has given you.
Amen.
And you'll see God do awesome, awesome things through you.
Amen. Amen. So what are the plans for the church for the end of the year? What are y'all doing?
Well, I have been some time in the praying for direction, we're seeing so many things open up, and I think that we've tapped into something that just touches the heart of everyday common people out there. We don't have anyone in our church that's overly just that I can say, man, they're just wealthy people. Everybody right now is feeling that call that we're so close to the coming of the Lord that and I could just name names. There's so many that are jumping in right now, wanting to be a part of the of what God is doing. And there's such an excitement. So I don't know that, you know, we're still looking at the building program. Again, we've outgrown our present facilities, our building. We've outgrown it again. And we've gone through a couple of floods and a pandemic. So we're excited to see what God's going to do.
Yeah, that always puts a wrinkle in the plan. And me and Charlie were talking earlier today, and I was telling him how it's been so frustrating the last few days trying to get this show going. And it's something I've been doing for 20 years, and a simple streamer couldn't get out. And he was telling me he was going through some similar type of frustrations for the church and doing some things as well. So that's just resistance, right, Brother Charlie?
It's just resistance. And through that, you know, we always understand God's plan is going to be fulfilled. All we have to do is learn how to hang on. You know, Paul went through shipwrecks. Paul went through the storms and the battles and the valleys they scourged him and beat him and all of the imprisoned him, all of these things they did. But he knew that the plan of God would be fulfilled. If we can't see the end of it, but we just keep walking. We just keep marching.
Amen.
We just keep following Christ. The Holy Spirit wouldn't let him go into Macedonia. You know, they wouldn't let him go one way, and the Spirit of God showed him at night, come this way. And so we just keep following. And we know that he has a divine purpose.
He does. You know, I just got sometimes back from.
We're still trying to find it. We're still trying to grasp a hold of it.
You know, I didn't understand, you know, being in Dubai this last week, I didn't understand exactly what I was doing there. We have one event, and I'm, you know, just because we're man, we think about the cost. We think about, you know, is it worth this? But I think that a lot of times we just got to go and do what God tells us to go do. We can't try and examine, you know, everything we want to do. We got to go do whatever he has for us to go do, even if it's one or two things.
Right.
And I seen a team come together. I prayed for maybe a dozen ladies that were, they're workers. They're not the affluent or rich. They work 6 days a week, 24 hours a day, and they get paid $400, and their knees are hurting, their backs are hurting, their feet are hurting. God healed them all. And if it just was for those dozen ladies, then, and for my team to finally meet each other, then it's worth it. But I understand what you say, the frustration, the when is this going to happen? And you just got to keep holding on. You just got to keep holding on and trusting God's going to do something, because that's part of the walk we do. It's by faith.
And that's a major point right there you just made, the walk on this journey. And we have to understand in the giving part, in the supporting part, right now God is blessing his people, his children, his sons and daughters. And sometimes we're going through financial struggles, but if you stay focused and you're pressing in and you're following Christ and you're being obedient and you sow what you can, he said, press down, shake it together and running over. See, that's a prophetic statement. That's a promise.
Amen.
That press down, shake it together, running over, men shall give. That's future. That's prophetic. You can just keep going, knowing that God's going to meet the ends. He's not going to leave you. David said, I've never been forsaken. I've never seen the righteous begging bread.
I've never done that.
And I don't understand all of it, David, but I know this. I know this. I don't live according to this system. I live according to a heavenly kingdom system.
Amen.
I don't live according to a Babylonian culture or an Egyptian financial system or an Assyrian. We don't live that way.
Yeah.
We don't live according to the Roman laws. We follow the word of God. We're obedient. And we just keep going and knowing that God will meet the end of whatever that financial need is.
Yeah.
And that's the word to your listeners today is if God asks you, if he impresses upon you to give. Just give. Just keep going. Don't even give it a second thought. And Jan and I, my wife Jan and I, we have seen those days when we were obedient to God and we had forgotten. We had actually forgotten that we sowed into something, that we just kept going. And so the worry wasn't there, the stress of it wasn't there, the doubt wasn't there. We just kept going.
Yeah,
and
amen.
Then along the way somewhere, and here's a promise I can tell all of you, is that God doesn't miss anything. He
amen.
Never misses you.
Amen.
Never. If you step out, he never misses you.
Absolutely.
Stepping, drawing near to him. Never, ever.
Amen. And you know, a lot of the worrying, a lot of the panicking, if you want to even call it that, you know, the Bible says, don't be afraid of the fiery darts at night. Don't be afraid of these darts. Don't be afraid of the sudden fear. And I think because that causes grief. And once you get that spirit of grief on you, and it is a strong spirit, it'll keep you completely worried. You are panicking and you don't know how you're gonna get out of it. Well, it's the opposite of faith.
And, it's the opposite of faith.
You know, I was in Dubai, and when I was in Dubai, I was in the middle of the night. I was just still toiling over. You know, I've sent text out, I've emailed most of my sponsors, and I know it's this time of the year where everything's kind of strapped in December at times. And I'm not speaking that; it's just common. And I'm like, man, no one's giving. It's the first trip, Pastor Charlie, that no one gave. And I'm resting in my bed. And in the middle of the night, I was telling my friends in Hawaii to pray for me because I kept seeing I could feel something watching me the whole time I was there. The whole time I was there, I felt like something was watching me. And I said, Lord, what is this? And then in the middle of the night, it attacked me when I was laying in my bed. I rebuked it. I said, in Jesus' name, get out of here now. And right when I said, now, Pastor Charlie, the fire exit in the room came on. The lights came on, and it left. It left right
praise
then,
God.
And it went. It's like all I seen was a light turn on in my room. Now the fire exit lights, I can't control. That's the fire. When there's a fire, they come on. When there's an emergency, they come on. Well, I was having an emergency, and they came on when it left out the door. And I mean, that's not the first. I know you'd appreciate the story because that's not the first time you heard of something attacking me at night.
No, right. And, I've heard the testimonies.
Yeah. So,
and it's very real. People need to understand it's very real.
Yeah.
Especially in different parts of the world. Here's a thought on that, Brother David. Think about this. What is it the spirit or the principality over regions?
Yes.
Just in our country, in our nation. Think about what Alaska is known for, a suicide spirit. Chicago is known for a murder spirit. Atlanta is known for LGBTQ, whatever those spirits, and different places. They're known as different regions or strongholds or whatever that, and people don't realize these are principalities over regions. Well, you have them around the world, and we're battling. We're constantly battling. We get into the spirit of prayer. We get into the spirit of intercession. We get into the spirit of warfare, and we begin to pray with the weapons that God has given us, he's gifted us with, and we see these breakthroughs. You've been attacked several times in different areas of the world, different regions. Man, they see you coming.
Yeah.
The enemy sees you coming.
Amen. And
we're victorious every time, aren't we?
Amen. And you know what? That one left, I thought it was over, but I still couldn't get to sleep. And guess what? I heard a piece of metal like scratching against something, and it was scratching. You know how metal goes on metal and makes that weird, crazy noise? I looked up and the lamp was moving.
Wow.
And I said, what are you going to do? Hit me with that? You get out too.
What do you think you're doing?
It's like, I like you to hit me with the lamp. And the light didn't come on that one, but it left the window out the window. And that spirit of grief left, Pastor Charlie. I had such, you know how the word says that the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Right. It hit me right there.
It came upon me. And I had that peace. Like, I wasn't worried of what I didn't have. I wasn't worried of what I had to get. I wasn't worried of what I had to pay at that moment. And I was like, I'm telling you, it's like a peace you've never, ever known. It's a peace that only, I'm like, man, I wish I could stay in this peace. Yes. And I believe that's how heaven's going to be here, man.
But we that want peace. To stay here.
Yeah.
We want to stay right here.
Amen. Amen, brother. Give a quick prayer to the people before we go.
Father, we give you praise. Father, I first of all, we lift you up, and we know you're the wonderful, the counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, everlasting Father. We thank you for being those things to us. We thank you for opening the windows of heaven. We thank you again for Brother David, a great warrior of the faith. Father, we thank you again for the testimonies and the power of God that we're seeing around the world. Father, I pray for the people hearing and listening that something would be imparted into their spirit that would cause them to join themselves, bind themselves in prayer and in giving, in partnership with what Brother David is doing around the world. Father, we thank you for the healings and the testimonies that are coming out of that effort. We pray for the leading of your spirit upon my brother. And we pray, God, that you would break every stronghold and every chain, not only for ahead of time, where he's going, prepare the ground. Prepare the ground now to receive what's coming in the spirit. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, and we lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, you have thank a great you, day, Lord. My brother. Thank you for just chiming in with me and getting something on the air for everybody so they can be
brother,
blessed.
Brother, it's a joy and a privilege and honor to be included, brother. Thank you for
amen.
Calling.
You know, you got a good radio voice. We got to get you on the radio more.
Hey, praise God, man. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, God bless. Thank
let's
you.
Let's do it.
Goodbye.
Okay, man.
Love you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen, 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 amen. It is a blessing to see that and to hear that and to just a good friend like that to take some time just to share with you. It was only going to be a 10-minute interview, and then it turned out to be like, I just let Charlie go. Just go. You know, it's like it's something that he just had something to share. So I let him go. I let him just do it. I'm going to contact maybe a few more of my friends. Hopefully they can all be a part of this. I have Pastor Jack Wells on the call, and I have Pastor Pam McCole. And Jack Wells is in Louisiana. Pastor Pam is in Hawaii. And just call them and get some of their input on what we're doing. And, you know, just believe that God's going to do wondrous things and that they have something to share with you. And I'm trying to get the people now. Again, we're fundraising, and we're sharing your testimonies and letting you know what's going on. But Pastor Charlie, he actually has been a blessing. His church has been a blessing to us. They remembered us, you know, and they bless us when we're going on trips. In fact, I had to get to Argentina, and I believe it was in August or September. What do you think? Hold on. Oh, I had to go in August, and I didn't know how I was going to get there. And was it October? it was one of the trips. Oh, it was August. I had to get out there, and I didn't know how I was gonna get there. So I said, Lord, this is what I prayed. I said, Lord, I'm gonna believe that you're gonna bless, that you're gonna bring what we need for our ministry. I'm gonna believe that I am leaving this week. This week I am leaving to Argentina. I may go Wednesday. I may go Thursday. But I'll get there on Friday or Saturday. I'm just going to believe that it's a 10-hour flight. And it's the next day. You get there next day in the morning at most of times. And so I said, okay. And that's from Houston. So I said, Lord, I'm going to get there somehow, some way. I don't know how. Even if I have to buy a one-way ticket. And that has been happening a lot lately. I have been buying one-way tickets just to go to places, and because I don't know if I'm going to come back a certain time, certain hour, or if I'm going to go to another city. And it actually leaves my options open pretty good when I do that, because at that time I can do whatever I have to do in that country. And if I need a few more days, that's fine. And buy the other one way to come back. And most of the time on international, it's only $100 difference or something. So it's not that bad. If you try to do that in the States, you're going to be toast. But I did do that. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to just, even if I buy a one-way ticket, even if I buy one way to go where I got to go, I'm going to go, I'm going to be there. And I just said, Lord, however you provide, you're going to provide. Now, believe this right now when I say this. I prayed that prayer in all hope and all faith. I believe that. And I just said, okay, God, I know you're going to do it. And guess what? Guess what? The minute I prayed that prayer, I got a text. And it was from Pastor Charlie. And Pastor Charlie said, I got some money for you, my brother. I'm going to get it to you. How do I get it to you? And I told him, well, okay, at that time, it was Tuesday. So I knew if any money I get in, I'm not going to be able to leave till Wednesday or Thursday because it's already going in the afternoon. So I said, Pastor, however you want to do it. He goes, you got time for breakfast in the morning? I said, absolutely. So we went to go eat breakfast in the morning, and he gave me a gift. And that gift paid for my ticket one way to Argentina. But I couldn't leave that night because, I mean, I could have, but it's kind of quick. So I was leaving on Friday. So I had to cancel some services. That's right. I had to cancel some services because I was running late. And I said, I'll move you guys to October. And so I'm going to go back in October to do that. And guess what? I get there. By the time I get to Sunday, and I'm preaching, money starts coming in. So I preached about a week and a little bit more money's coming in. Now I'm not talking about money in Argentina. Money in Argentina is not worth much, but that money's coming in. That's pretty much take care of my needs as I'm traveling when I get offerings in there. And because the peso is like 900 to one. So it doesn't really the value much here in the States. And when you exchange your money at the national bank, you don't get much money back, and they only let you take $100 a day from the national bank in exchanging money. So they're willing to exchange all the money you want to make, exchange with them, but they are not going to get you take a lot of money back with you. They like to keep the dollars there. So, but I found out a trick is if you need money, don't exchange it at the money exchangers, or don't exchange it at the airport. You Western Union yourself. Go ahead and pay the $10, $15 fee, just Western Union what you need, and you'll get so much more money on the exchange than you would if you're changing the banks and stuff. So I learned that over there, and out of necessity because I needed some funds, and I had to send some money my way. And my friend from Argentina told me that. So 2 weeks went by that it was getting close to, oh, well, I need to buy my ticket home. And just like I said, oh, man, I don't even know if I have enough money. Well, you know, I had people send from Zelle some money, and that money goes to a different bank. And then I had people send Cash App and Venmo. So, of course, you know, that doesn't go anywhere until you move it, right? And then I had some gifts come in online, and I put those things together. And I said, oh, wow, I need $800 to come home. And by the, not the exact second week, but close to the second week that I was there, that Sunday, I was able to buy my ticket to come home. And that was my trip was coming home was the next Tuesday. So actually I bought on Saturday and I came home Tuesday night. So God provided. I didn't even know I had enough. I put everything together and I had enough. And that is how I operate. That's how I travel. And I believe by faith I go. And we've seen so many miracles. I'm going to post a picture of from Mexico. This young, first of all, let me tell you this. I just posted some pictures on the David Yanez Ministries Facebook. So you got to go to facebook.com/David Yanez Ministries. And if you want, this is an interactive show. And every time I broadcast, we're going to have an interactive show. So you're going to be able to see online the testimonies of Daniela. You see her pictures and you see the x-rays and you see the before and after. That if you look at Daniela's pictures, it's a before picture. And after that was a Tuesday, but when I prayed for her. And then the next Tuesday when it went to the doctor, a week later, that's the x-rays. You see her back is crooked, and then now her back is straight. So that's amazing how God does that, amen? So she was healed. And then also, you see, I'm going to post another picture of Daniela today, how she looks and how beautiful she is. And just me and her took a picture in Mexico. I just recently went to Mexico in October, and she was there. Her and her family came to my service, to the house service. We have a building service the next day, but we always have a Tuesday house service, and we pray for the people in the house and people with their friends. They come to that, and then we have a bigger event the next day, and that's starting to build. We're going to start doing that every other month until it turns to every month, and we're building something in Mexico. We're just going to see what God does. I'm calling it Miracle City because I believe I'm making these miracle centers, but this is, we're calling it Miracle City because everyone gets healed when we're in Mexico. Everyone, I'm talking everyone, gets healed. We've seen a boy, young man, a child, I would say young boy, in a wheelchair that was a vegetable. You know, he couldn't move his hands, his eyes, or his legs, or anything. He just slobbered there, laying back. And when I came by him, his eyes opened and looked at me, and I looked at that devil. I said, "You're a liar, and you will not hold this boy anymore. I said, go now." And when I was walking off, he grabbed my hand. I didn't know if I was dealing with the devil or dealing with the boy. And the boy looked at me, and he goes, he points at his hands that he can move them now. I said, "That's good." And I looked a little closer, make sure who I was dealing with, and it was a little boy. And I said, "Okay, well, God's healed your arms. God's healed your neck. Amen." And he points to his feet that he wants to walk. And I put my hands on his feet, and that young man stood up with me, and he walked. God healed him. And this is a child that has been bound to this chair. And I'll post this picture in a minute, and you can see this. But everybody is getting healed from every crazy thing in Mexico. So I think most of the crazy miracles have been in South Africa and Mexico. In South Africa, 500 people came to a place, came to an Anglican church, which I preached. And they gave me a whole 10 minutes to preach the sermon. And that's it. And then they lay hands on the sick. They said they never don't know what to do. So I had them act like they're taking communion. And row by row by row by row, they came. And guess what? It was like a vending machine of faith. God healed every single one of them. Every one of them, God healed. And it was beautiful to see how God healed that them. And it just created a flood of miracles throughout the country for me. Whenever I go there, we see miracle after miracle after miracle. God is good. And to see it just open like that, I don't know why in Mexico and in South Africa and even in Argentina and Peru, God just moved. In Nicaragua as well, God just moved. And healings were happening like crazy. Healings were happening like crazy. Our website is davidyanisministries.com. You can give there. And then when we start seeing the giving come in, you're going to hear a little bell chime. I'm going to chime every time. The angel's not getting his wings. It's just God's giving us a blessing. Amen. But davidyanisministries.com, you can send a gift in at David Yanez Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Our phone number, yes, I forgot to give that to you. Not today, but any other day but today and tomorrow, we're doing the broadcast. Actually, today you can call it or text it, but it's going to go to voicemail because I'm on the air right now. And you can set up a time for me to pray with you and to believe God to bless you. We can do a phone call, video call, messenger, however you want to do it. We can do a call in prayer. In fact, I'm kind of backed up on that right now, but Saturday I'm trying to get caught up on it and call everybody that has left a message for prayer. But we're going to believe right now that God's going to bless, and we're going to receive gifts and the things that we need to get to the goal that we have and see something come in. Who's going to be the first giver? I do not know. But we've been doing this for 2 days, and this is the first day, the third day. And on the third day, Jesus raised. Amen. So on the third day, my studio raised finally. And I haven't got the recording done right, but I'm hoping the recording comes good in two different parts of two different computers I'm using. And I just like my trusty backup. It always gets it. But now the trusty backup's down. So maybe I'm missing a step. I have to double check and see what's going on. But we're going to believe that God is going to bless, right? And so we have another, I think I have a testimony from South Africa. I'll build that up in a second. But going back to Daniela's healing, such miracles happened in Mexico. But guess what? They happened in Argentina. I posted pictures just a few minutes ago of Lucy. And Lucy heard the story of Daniela. And Lucy suffered from scoliosis in Argentina, actually in Buenos Aires. Just outside Buenos Aires, maybe about 30, 40 minutes outside Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires is really big if you've ever been there. It's huge. So it's on the outskirts of Buenos Aires. She was taking care of, again, she's taking care. Now, listen to this. Again, I just put this together. She's taking care, serving the church while the service is going on. Just like the other lady was serving the church or serving the Lord by serving the church and taking care of the snacks and food, she worked the register. Well, she heard the story of Daniela, and she was excited about that story. She wanted to get up there and get prayed for. This is what her mother told me. And so when it came to me praying for the people, now, let me tell you, first of all, how I pray for people. And most of the time in big services, I can get this done. And that is that I go and I tell people with anyone flat feet to come up and sit in some chairs. And we have about 20, 30. Usually I can feel how many people are going to, how many chairs we need. I tell them how many to put out. And we had them come up and we pray for them. And actually, I don't even pray for them. I just walk by. And as I walk by, I just believe and tell them, God's healing you. And I go towards the audience is what I call it, but the people in the service, I go to the main crowd and I just go talk to them for a minute, how God is able to heal regardless of what we do right now. God's going to heal them because he's here. He's moving through this place right now. He's ministering right now. And everybody with flat feet gets healed. Now, you may think this is like a crisis or something, but most places has 30, 40, 50. Some people have 100 people with flat feet in a service. We had 10 and 15 at times, but there's always somebody with flat feet in the service. It's a tangible thing that you can see. It's there where you can see it happen, and God heals them. It's amazing. Now, my sister Pam in Hawaii calls me the foot doctor. I don't want to be known as a foot doctor, but she introduces me. The foot doctor here, Dr. David's going to pray. My brother going to preach to you right now. But honestly, it's very true. God heals feet, and why not flat feet? Now these people have arches, and those arches make improvement. I've seen this on television, and there's studies that you can see that your back is usually, if you don't have right posture walking, that your back's affected. And when the feet are healed, your back is healed. Your hips are healed. In fact, if a person's foot is short, I look at their feet, and they're just off about an inch or two. Some people, I had some people even longer on their feet that they were shorter on one side, and God healed them. And instantly all the back pain left, the hip pain left instantly. Now, so I did the feet first, the flat feet. Everybody get healed. Everybody got arches. Then I call people up to do the backs. And this is just the way God has been using me to do this, because you see, feet are tangible. You can't see cancer. You can't see lung problems or any other thing internally. But you can see feet, and you can see them turn to arches. And once those arches are made, faith is ignited in the place. And then I call everybody with back problems to come up. And the back problem people come up. And Lucy came up with those people with the back problems. And I said, because it's different language and making sure they understand what I'm asking for. And we had 80 people in line. I just pointed to people, back problem, back problem, back problem, you know, in Spanish. And they said, yes, yes, yes. And Lucy said, well, I have scoliosis. I'm like, okay, scoliosis. It's a separate thing. This, I want you to see what's going to happen right now. So I need you to step just back in line and we'll get to you. You'll be the first one we pray for when we finish the backs. So we pray for the backs and 80 people got healed. I have them do some stretching and bending over a few times, and I go touch all their backs and they get healed. God heals them. Now tomorrow I'm going to talk about Tucuban and what God did. And we didn't have to touch anyone's back and they all got healed. But now today, Lucy came up there, seen that. I laid hands on her. Again, I say this again. She didn't fall down. She didn't fall back like Daniela or anything like that. But she said, I receive it. And she had such tenderness. She was crying. And she goes, I receive it, Pastor. I receive it. I said, well, amen. Believe you're healed. And I believe you're healed. So she went back to her station over there to go do the food. I went, finished praying for everybody else. And after I prayed for everybody else, I was tired. I just got my water. I'm like walking. I have one of my handkerchiefs that I was using, and everybody's asking for it. But sometimes I just hand it out. But most of the time, I feel like God is wanting me to give it to someone specific. Or sometimes I see someone, I want to give it to them because I want to see them healed. And at that time, I think it's just I wanted to give it to Lucy. So I went ahead and I went up there and I asked my translator if she can find the young lady. I didn't know her name. that had the scoliosis. And she goes, yes, I know who she is. And she went over there, found her, and brought her to me. Well, if you look at David Yanis Ministries Facebook right now, Facebook page, if you look at our Facebook page right now, you will see Lucy there. You will see me standing with her smiling. You will see her slightly bending a little, and I'm laughing because I put my handkerchief on her back, and I called her to me. And when she came to me, she said, did I do something wrong, Pastor? I go, no, baby. I'm going to give you this handkerchief. And I explained to her Acts 19, 11, and 12. And I shared with you this the first show, that God did special miracles by the hands of Paul. Now, it is one of the few places in the Bible that you see the word special and miracles near each other and by hands of Paul. Now, I told you on Tuesday, that I want to be like Paul in the fact that I want, when God tells my story, and God did special miracles by the hand of David. That's my goal. And that one of those special miracles is what Paul did, and that is that they said in the word, Acts 19, 11, 12, that they taken handkerchiefs and aprons from his body and taken it to the sick. And diseases departed and sickness, I mean diseases left, or sickness has left and demons departed is what the word says. They were healed. They were delivered. In other words, that spirit that was in them, that was affecting them, decided it would not stay because Paul's anointing was there. Paul's anointing was there. So immediately it left. It said, what? Paul's here. And remember, just a few verses down, 19, 11, 12, maybe 15 or 16, it talks about the seven sons of Scarlet, I think. And they try to cast out demons and stuff, and the devil looked at them and said, Jesus I know, Paul I heard of, but who are you? And attacked them. So the demons knew Paul. They heard of Paul. And they didn't want to mess with him. So sickness was a sickness, the demon left. Demonic possession left. So when I put that handkerchief on Danielle, on Lucy's back, it started popping. It started making noise. Now you're saying, well, how is noises and popping? How is that biblical? Well, that's very simple. Elijah said, I hear the abundance of rain. You see, his servant went out seven times, didn't see anything. Didn't see anything. But Elijah kept insisting, go back out there, because he already heard the noise of faith. He heard the abundance of rain. And the noise of faith I hear at times is cracking and popping. If it has to come from the spiritual world into the super, from the supernatural into the natural world, there's going to be a noise because it's coming from heaven. It's got to break through that barrier. It's going to make a noise and come into our life. And they were healed. She was healed. So Lucy was healed. That popped in. In fact, in Louisiana, I preached at a service. It wasn't Pastor Jack's service, but it was a friend of my service. And all I heard was cracking and popping in knees. That's the very first times I started to hear noises, and it just cracked and popping. And you might as well say Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. And there were, all these people's knees got healed, but mine's in, but all of them got healed. That's another story for another time. So you hear that noise. I can hear it. When I pray for someone's hand, I can hear cracking and popping because God's healing them. I hear clicks or noises that I know and identify that a healing is coming in. A healing is there. It's on its way. I know it. Just like Elijah said, I hear the abundance of rain. It's here. It's here. We have to say the same thing about our miracle. It's here. It's here. I hear the abundance of rain. I believe the abundance of rain is here. And when we believe in that, when we trust in that, God will do great things. Amen. And Lucy's back was healed. In fact, you can see the pictures that how she's just crying because God's touching her back. Her mom comes. I give the handkerchief for mom. They put in the most painful part of her body, which was her right hip. And God just her whole hip moved when she put it there. So later on, I'm at a house. They're going to feed me. The guy's baking barbecue. I'm out talking to him about what I seen. He's just saying, uh-huh. Like my grandmother, when I used to talk to her, she didn't know English, so she would just go, uh-huh. And I know she didn't understand me. And anyway, we go over there. We're inside the house. He brings the food to the table. Lucy comes walking in. Of course, I didn't know Lucy's name there. He goes, Lucetta. And he goes, Lucy, come here. And I go, oh, that's the girl I was telling you that was healed of scoliosis. She goes, that's my daughter. I'm like, okay. I go, that's my hija. I go, okay, great. So I went over there and we talked for, he goes to her. He tells her, when you went to church, you were right here. So he puts his hand above his eyes. That's how tall you were. He goes, but now you come home and we see eye to eye. Isn't that amazing? She grew. How many inches that was? From head to where his nose was, her head was where his nose was at, and grew to where now they see eye to eye. That is an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see how God does that. Remember, our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Phone number is 346-617-4935. 346-617-4935. If you want to schedule a time for us to pray for you, if you want to talk, just let me know how things are going and you just want to get a word of encouragement, please give us a call. Now, our giving app, our giving apps are online. We use Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, and PayPal. You can become a partner, which will be great if you can become a partner with what we do. And we're going to see how God moves and how God changes things. In our ministry, by gathering more people like you that sow into our ministry, that know that you're sending us out. We have Mexico in January. We have Chile and Argentina in February. We have Kenya in May. And then I think I'm going to be in Hawaii in March and a week in Maui preaching. Oh, tough job. It's a tough job. But all these things I'm telling you because we know that God is going to do great things. God has healed people all around the world. I'm going to share another testimony in a few minutes. I'm going to play I call McDonough Faith Sessions. It's another miracle that they're going to tell you about. Baby Micah, just to set this up, Baby Micah, Seda and my friend Mark in South Africa could not have any more children. They wanted a baby. They wanted another baby. There was not possible. It was not possible for that to happen. And the doctor said it would never happen again. I prayed for her in South Africa before the pandemic, right before the pandemic, the September before the pandemic. I said, you will hold a baby in your hands by this time next year. A year went by, and she had this beautiful baby boy born in July. It is amazing what God does. Now, God has done that many times around the world. In fact, I have another story tomorrow I will load up, and it's a little bit more crazy, but actually I have the audio for that one, and you're gonna be able to hear that story of what God did for another couple in South Africa. And all these things, we just believe that God is moving in healing and changing people's lives. And we just trust that no matter what, sickness or anything like that, God is able to change it and heal it in Jesus' name. We're going to believe that right now. All right, we're going to go back to this testimony, and we'll be right back. In just a minute, let me get it loaded. There it goes.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and we are in another wonderful session of Igniter of Faith. I'm going to take you on a quick testimony of a family that prayed for a wonderful miracle to happen for them. They've been having trouble trying to have a baby. I was preaching in South Africa. Oh, I think this was September last year. And I was preaching, and when I went to the prayer, both Mark and Seda came up to me and said, we want a baby. We want a baby. I said, okay, let's pray. Let's believe God that's going to bless your womb. They've been trying. They could not have a child. I don't know all the situation, but I know that God is able. I don't have to know all the facts. I just have to believe with you. So I believed with them, prayed with them, and in that very service, I said, in 1 year, you're going to have a baby. In 1 year, you will hold that baby in your hands before you see me again in September. God will do a miracle within this year, and you will have that baby in your hands. I got to tell you right now, here's the baby in their hands. This is what God does. Here's Seda, there's Mark, there's baby Micah. God did a very wonderful thing for the Van Niekerk family, and I believe God can do it for you. God is an amazing and powerful God. He's able to give you the desires of your heart. And you know what? When they posted this on social media, I shared it and put a little testimony on top of it just to expound on it, let people know what God is doing. There was a lady that was in the service. She seen the post. She said, "Brother Yanez, I was in that same service. I heard you talk this miracle over them, and I know that God was going to do it, and now we can say God did it. Amen." God is wanting to heal. God is wanting to deliver. God is wanting to make things different in your life. But look at what God did. Look at this blessing. Look at this miracle. Mr. Micah Mark Van Niekerk. Amazing. Amazing. Peter Maritzburg, South Africa. Just wonderful pictures of a baby, a promise that God made to them. God will give you the desires of your heart. God will give you all that you need in your life. God will do it. God will do it. Let's believe right now that those stubborn wombs, those barren wombs are open right now in Jesus' name. Anointing flow for every healing and desire that is watching today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Be healed. Amen and amen. Thank you for watching Ignite Your Faith. Thank you for watching Ignite Your Day. We'll see you the next time. God bless you.
Amen, 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 amen. That is a wonderful testimony. I got to dig in my phone to find that one, and I will put that on in a little bit. Want to share with you a couple of more testimonies and build up another audio that I want to share with you before we go. We are on our second hour here, an hour and 40 minutes so far into the show, and we are believing God to just do some wondrous, wondrous things and raise some funds, hopefully, and see what God does. I'm going to rebroadcast this. I have to figure out that part because, I mean, like I told you, how everything was going crazy, right, with all the stuff that we usually use, and I never have a problem with our main system at Rev Media TV. It's something that we are very good at getting the broadcast up. We have like pretty much 99% of all the things that we have running run. And that's because we have great servers out there. We're in a cloud kind of server. Wherever you're at in the world and you pull up Rev Media TV and you listen to it, it is going to get to the closest server nearest you. So if you're in England, it'll pull up servers in England close to you. If you're in Kenya, and I've tried this and I've pulled up the servers in Kenya, and the signal was no different. There's no lag. It's instant, just like you're listening here in the United States with high internet from where we broadcast. Then we pay a fee every month for that. You know, our broadcasting, Revenue TV is one of our ministries that we have. And it's actually what started before we started doing everything else. And, Rev Media Publishing as well. We're publishing Christian books. And Revenue TV has hundreds of churches with hundreds of messages. And we see great things every Sunday, and we've been able to keep up the things. Now the cost has gone up and we have to work on some revenue things, but it pays for itself. Praise God. So that's something that we don't have to worry about, but we do need to get it to where it makes more money, because it can make more money and do more things and help more people. So we're believing for God to give us, and you know, God says he'll give you wisdom. Also, he says he'll give you witty inventions in the word of God. It also says in the word that he teaches you how to profit. So these things, you just got to believe and trust. In fact, I'm going to have tomorrow, Daryl Davis, if I can get a hold of him tonight, talk about miracles of finances. And we played his audio on the first show, but I want to get a live, fresh take on him with today's economy and how things can work out for you and how God blesses and stuff like that. But what I want to tell you is no matter where you're at, no matter what part of life you're in, God is able to change things and make things different. When I was preaching in South Africa, there was an amazing thing happened. Now, I know you might say, hey, how does that happen? Is that even possible? What does it actually mean? And the thing is, there was, when I would pray for people, it started in the house that gold started falling on people's hands and gold started falling on people's walls, the houses. And it got to a point where everybody that was there was getting gold. And in this particular house that we're having dinner, in fact, these South African friends of mine start going crazy because they're like excited that gold was happening. And I hadn't seen it like this to the point where it was literally going up and down one lady's hands. And there's no explanation. It is a wonder of God. And I believe God allows us to see these wonders just so we can say, wow. You know, wow. Wow. You know, a lot of times the Bible, we preach, we read, we pray, and we don't see these things. And we go through a long, long life. Prayingly, you go through a long life. But you may not see these manifestations of just these wonders like this. And we believe, the Bible says this, blessed is he that has not yet seen, but yet still believes. Blessed is the person, the man, the woman that has not yet seen, but yet still believes. How many times have you looked at your word and just believed by faith? And we walk and believe this by faith. Now, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we do need to believe in hope and faith. But hey, once something tangible like gold starts sparkling in your hands. In fact, nowadays I just tell people get out their phones and look at their hands during service, and there's gold all over everybody's hands. Now I've not put anything in the chairs and nothing in the papers there or anything, announcements. No, gold comes in their hands. So this next testimony I'm going to play before we take off, I really want to play this one. It's about 5 minutes. And it is something amazing because, let me tell you this. This lady was in service. I prayed for her. And this was at the time where gold was going everywhere. In fact, when I was coming to town and people knew I was coming, this one young man got gold all over his hands all the time. And he said, he told my friend, and I call her my sister. He told her, Simone, is your brother coming to town? She goes, yeah, he's just got on the plane. She goes, I know, because gold just came in my hands. In fact, people had gold in their cubicles at work. One lady had gold all over her blankets and her curtains when she got home. And this other lady had gold all over her body as well. And she needed surgery. And God healed her where the gold was concentrated on. But let her tell you the story. And it's going to bless you, okay? I'll be right back with it. It takes a second to load because it comes from video and we have all things running on it. But let's go ahead and click on that. There it goes. It'll be on in just a second. Just be excited because God can do this for you and for anyone.
Welcome back to the show. This is David Yanez and you're watching Ignite Your Day. We are on our Igniter of Faith session. Our Igniter of Faith session with me, Dr. David Yanez, your host, and we're excited about what God is doing. The Igniter of Faith session highlights things about faith, miracles, healings. We try and make this personal for you. We try and make this visible for you. We try and make this tangible for you because we want you to receive your miracle and we want to ignite your faith. Today, we're going to talk about my friend. She was healed of a heart problem. She was about to go in surgery in May. I was in South Africa in April, and God touched her body. She not only did God heal her, but gold came all over her. Let me let her tell you the story. It's an amazing story. Let's hear her.
Okay. Four doctors, cardiologists, physiologists, whatever these people are, all said that I need open heart surgery because my valves are all burnt up. I come up for prayer. The next morning, I see gold dust all over me. 3 days later, there's still gold dust on my neck. And I go to the cardiothoracic surgeon, and he said, there's nothing wrong, no operation. What you need an operation for? There's nothing wrong with that heart.
Amen. Tell her where you're from.
From Pietermaritzburg, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa.
Amen. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing what God can do? Isn't that amazing how God can move? Yes, we talked about the gold in a previous episode and told you about how the gold is the wonder of God, but the gold rested right on her chest the whole time, And when she went to the doctor, that chest where the gold rested on was healed. Don't ever dismiss the wonders of God. Don't ever doubt the wonders of God or be skeptic about what God's wonders are. Just receive what God is doing. We don't have to try and explain them. We just got to receive them. And we're going to see great miracles, mighty, powerful miracles that we know is not because He is God and He is able to do it. I pray for you right now that any of you that do have a sickness like heart disease or any sickness whatsoever, that you are healed in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for watching our show. We know that we're making a difference because we know that you're tuning in and God is blessing you and we're seeing results in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Ignite Your Day.
Amen, 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 amen. God is amazing. God does great things. And guess what? We can ring our little bell. Let's see, where is it at? Oh my goodness. I don't even have it loaded up. Oh, well. I think there's a bell. There's a whistle. No, we don't do it a whistle. We would do, how about this? We got a gift in. Maybe we could do a shorter one. I will do a shorter one next time. But that is something that's good that we've seen a giving come in. So that's good. And we thank you for donating and supporting our ministry. And before we close this show, I want to pray for everyone that's listening right now. We've had a couple of prayers already. And like this lady, she had open heart surgery. And because of that, that gold just popping up in her chest was amazing. It was amazing because, you know, she was just seeing all this gold all over her house. And then my friend was doing her hair, and that's Nicole, which is Simone's sister. She was doing the hair, and when she was there, she just kind of like, well, you know, what's all this gold in your back? What's all this gold in everywhere? And she told her, this is all over my house. I've tried washing it. I don't want to go. And then I went to the cardiologist, and guess what? They said I don't need no more surgery. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. Father, we lift up everyone right now. Now, you can also, on Messenger, send me your prayer request. Let me check that real quick before we go into the prayer and see if there's any prayer requests. But whatever you need, God's going to do right now. Think of what you need. Believe that God can do it. And when we pray, God will do it. And we'll just trust it. Father, we just thank you right now. Father, first of all, thank you for our guest, Charlie Burton. Thank you for those that have recorded their testimonies and stuff, Father. And this is something that we're going to keep doing, not just for this miracle week. We're just going to keep doing this, Father, as I'm home and I'm able to. I'm going to do as many shows as we can and just really testify of how great you are. How great you are, Lord. Father, we pray for the miracles that my brother and sisters need. Father, those that may not know you, Father, we pray they open their hearts to salvation right now and receive Jesus in their heart. That they confess, Lord, and believe that Jesus is their Lord. And they confess their sins and say that they believe that you are forgiven them and that Jesus raised from the dead for them. And they believe that he is the Son of God. We thank you, God. Father, we anoint every single person right now. Cancer, I command you to go. Heart problems, I command you to go right now. Leg problems, I command you to go. Artery and vertebrae problems, I command you to go right now. Everything that's crooked, we make it straight in faith right now. Everything that's open that needs to close in their body, we pray that it closes. Everything that's closed that needs to open, we pray that it opens. We speak that the legs are healed. No neuropathy in Jesus' name. Eyes open in Jesus' name. Ears open in Jesus' name. We believe it done right now. Every sickness that my brothers and sisters have right now, just as Jesus said in the New Testament, Lord, that his sister, the daughter of Abraham, would not be bound any longer. We just pray the same prayer right now that my brothers and sisters would not be bound with a sickness any longer. We command those bodies to be healed right now. Oppression, we command you to go right now. Depression, we command you to leave right now. We speak life, and we believe right now that it's done. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Be healed now. In Jesus' name, you lying devil, you've been lying to these people for too long. You've been lying to their bodies because Jesus is the healer and Jesus is inside them. And they are healed right now. Jesus took all our sicknesses on the cross. By his stripes, we are healed. And we believe right now that no sickness is stronger than God. No demon is stronger than God. We speak life and we speak it now. Now in Jesus' name. Healing, healing, healing right now. Be healed. There it goes right there. I feel my anointing lifting my back and it is going through this airwaves to you right now, through the internet, through the fiber optics, through everything it gets to your ear. Healed now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's a joy to finally have all the equipment. See how I can just focus and flow when the equipment's working? Oh, we just believe God. We just believe God. Amen. All right, my friends. God bless every one of you. God bless every one of you. We just believe it done. We believe it done. We'll catch you next time. We had the call line open. I don't even know if we had the call. I'm still learning how to work this, so give me some time. Oh, yeah, we could have had anyone wanted to call. They could call in from the Podbeam. But we'll do that tomorrow. We'll open the Podbeam call line tomorrow. But God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll catch you next tomorrow on Ignite Your Faith Holiday Week special that we're doing. And just trust God. Amen. God bless you. Visit our website, davidyannisministries.com. God bless you.